Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
7. Welcome to another edition of the Hashtag Miranda Show. I am your host, the Twitterless heroine herself, ring announcer to the stars, Miss Fancy Pants herself, the most professional podcaster, and the queen of soft style, Miranda Morales. And welcome. This podcast is part of the ChairShot Radio Network, which you can find on thechairshot.com.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
See, I nailed that shit. I nailed it.
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
Yes. It only took it. 2 years, but you nailed it. You know, progress, not perfection, right?
The most professional podcaster.
Again, he's just mad about the names he doesn't give me, and that's a damn good one. Because if this is not a professional podcast, I don't know what is. That's rhetorical. Don't answer that. Everyone who's listening.
It's only as good as the producer. Never mind. Hey. I'm just setting myself up for more failure.
Yeah. You did. But that's all right. I'm Miranda Morales. I'm being joined by my co-host.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
I was just waiting. I was literally just waiting for the right moment.
My co-host, the kingpin of thechairshot.com, the unstoppable one, Greg DeMarco.
Enough is enough! I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane! Everybody strap in! I'm about to open the fucking window.
I didn't know you were going to say anything after my name. I'm sorry. That was actually... I just figured you say my name and then I have to speak. And... yeah.
We're a little rusty. It's been
apparently
a week or two. Week.
Two? Right. 2 weeks.
I'm not sure.
Technically 2 weeks. When you miss a week, it's two. Yeah, it's weird. It's math. Hey,
it's math. Math is hard. Who cares? It's good to be back, though. It's always great to do another edition of the Hashtag Miranda Show. I love being able to talk with all of the listeners. This is just a audio version this week, even though I'm having a really good hair day. Just wasn't able to get the video recording up. We will get back to that in the future, but don't worry, you could still listen to our beautiful, beautiful voices, whether that be through thechairshot.com or your favorite.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Don't forget to follow us on social media. Me, myself, Miranda Morales. You can find me at the hashtag Miranda on Instagram and Facebook. No Twitter. You can find Greg at ChairShot Greg on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And of course, you can find the ChairShot at ChairShot Media on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
Now, you were going to say other places they can listen to the show before the ChairShot.com triggered my finger to click the button.
Yes. Wow. So rudely interrupted. I mean, you can find this podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Speaker, and that way you can also subscribe, rate, and review. Subscribe and get notifications every time a new episode of the Hashtag Miranda Show drops. You can leave a 5-star rating and you can also leave a review. Let me know your thoughts on the show, things that you like, things that you don't like, whatever it may be, go ahead and leave a review on any of those platforms or through either of our social medias.
Yep.
I'm really excited to get into this topic. It's one that I've been waiting for. Same thing with Greg. We are going to be talking about Impact Wrestling's Rebellion pay-per-view, the major wrestling life-altering match between Kenny Omega and Rich Swann occurred this past Sunday. And as you could expect, Kenny Omega won.
Shocked.
No surprise.
Shocked.
We'll get into our thoughts on it in a second. But before we get into that, you know, a little bit of housekeeping, as I'd like to say. One is an update on Impact Zone Wrestling, IZW Monster, coming up in just a few weeks. Oh, not Monster. Regulate.
This is the Time Machine edition of the Hashtag Miranda Show.
Oh, IZW Regulate is happening on May 15th. I got the date right.
You did. That's all that matters. Yes. That's you didn't say it was on February 28th or February 27th. Whatever
no,
it was.
No. So there's the fact. Tickets are still sold out. It's a sold out event. So if you didn't get a ticket, too bad, so sad. But we are really excited, looking forward to a triple main event for Regulate, which includes the IZW World Heavyweight Championship being defended, first title defense of Thugnificent versus number one contender Watson. We are also having the very first Bloodsport match, not only in IZW, but in Arizona wrestling history.
That's right.
Between Graves and the Hawaiian Lion. And then the third one is the
Strap match.
Yes. The strap match between Gino Rivera and the Navajo Warrior. So all three matches, very different, very intense, all for really very different reasons. But pride is on the line, gold is on the line, blood is on the line. And if that doesn't interest you, I don't know what you're doing. I don't know, like, what do you want? Like, that is literally pro wrestling. That is literally pro wrestling. Those three things.
This is the biggest event we've put on in terms of volume of things happening. So much that we actually have to have two intermissions. So and someone even commented on that. They're like, take as many intermissions as you need. It was an interesting comment that I saw out there. But we've got a tag team match. We've got, what's it, old school rules tag team match. Multiple women's matches this time around. Who does that in Arizona? Nobody but us. And so much more. We've got, it's just, there's lots of great things going on. We got managers handcuffed to each other. It's just, there's so much to see and so much to enjoy. It's going to be a great, great time. Come on out, check it out. And if you're like, man, I really wish I could get some tickets. I mean, maybe like, send me a message, send IZW a message, send Miranda a message. She'll probably just pass it on to me, but still, we might, you know, I plan for these things. I mean, it's always a big joke on these shows that, hey, did you know Greg was a promoter? But like, then things like this come up and you realize, okay, we know what we're doing and I plan for these things. Okay. I know when it's sold out, there still might be room because I know what kind of requests I'm going to get and things I want to make sure I can accommodate. So, all I'm going to say is, you know what? It can't hurt to ask.
Yeah.
Can't hurt to ask.
Exclusive right here. If you are in the area, and again, that could be Arizona. We have fans coming from New Mexico, from California. We have, you know, people from all over who come just to watch IZW. We also have talent coming from all over too, which is very unique. You see people from Utah and Nevada and California and, you know, New Mexico and of course Arizona, and you don't always see them all on the same show. So I coined it the United Nations of Wrestling. That is a fact. And the fans are also part of that. So make sure that if you are interested and you're able to, you know, make the trip, reach out to Greg DeMarco, reach out to myself on social media, and we may, just may, be able to help you out. If you can't, maybe you live in a different part of the country. That's okay, because another way that you can support Impact Zone Wrestling is going to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot and get an IZW t-shirt. But before I get more into that and I give you the details, Greg, go ahead and wind it up for me. Yes, it is indeed time for you to go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot, where you can get your very own IZW and chairshot.com t-shirts. Yes, you can find both t-shirts, both brands of t-shirts, at the same location. If you want to support Impact Zone Wrestling, there's several different t-shirt designs available. I believe up to four or five now. Very cool designs, up to lots of different sizes and colors that you can order from. And then, of course, thechairshot.com. Tons of amazing t-shirts, including multiple Always Use Your Head t-shirts, the OG Chairshot logo, Everybody Hates Greg, and the Queen of Soft Style t-shirt. Much, much more. Multiple t-shirts also supporting the Chairshot Radio Network, including a friend of the show, Patrick O'Dowd with Bandwagon Nerds, A Winner Is You, of course, what was the other? And then just the general OG awesome t-shirts like Baron Corbin Sucks, hashtag journalism, the hashtag save tag team wrestling t-shirt, much, much more. Chairshot Worldwide, which is a great one. I love it. That's definitely on my list as next t-shirt to get. So go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. T-shirts start at $19.99. But hey, if you just get a few extra dollars, you can order it in soft style, which is very much worth it. And there's soft styles with or without sleeves. So as we're getting into the spring and summer, if you want to have the guns out, suns out, guns out, you can get your t-shirt sleeveless as well. So go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot to get your IZW and Chairshot t-shirt today.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
So, tonight's topic, one where we've been anticipating and not so much anticipating this topic. That is the end of Impact Wrestling's Rebellion pay-per-view that happened this past Sunday. The world title versus title match, Kenny Omega, AEW champion, versus Rich Swann, the Impact Unified World Champion. Now, before we get into our thoughts on this, which we do have, let's kind of go back to how this happened. So back in December, shortly after Kenny Omega won the AEW World Championship, with the help of Don Callis, Kenny and Don announced that he was going to be making a statement about his championship win, not on AEW Dynamite, but on Impact Wrestling. Don Callis, Kenny Omega's manager, works for Impact Wrestling, serves as one of their VPs. And at the time, this shook the wrestling world to have someone else's world champion appear on another wrestling company's weekly episodic television. And the ratings spoke for that. There was a rating spike when Kenny Omega appeared on Impact Wrestling. This ended up turning into a larger storyline where Kenny Omega basically said he's out to get all of the world championships. He wants to be the belt collector. And so with that, the signs are pointing to Kenny Omega eventually challenging for the Impact World Championship and trying to add that belt to his collection. That even happened, you know, started to plant the seeds that night when Rich Swann wasn't even allowed to go into the parking lot of Impact's building because the world champion was there. Well, he referred to himself as the world champion, and security said, no, the AEW world champion, which is, again, how we'll get into some of the complaints about this. But over the next few months, we saw Kenny Omega making appearances on television, eventually wanting to make it very clear that he wanted to an opportunity for the Impact World Championship. And in that, though, during this time frame, we also had an internal match between Rich Swann and Moose to be the unified champion. Moose had declared himself the TNA World Heavyweight Champion back really towards the end of last summer, worked with that belt, defended that belt, and eventually got Impact Management to recognize that belt and reinstate it. All of that work to just have Rich Swann win both belts. And from there, have the winner of that match, Rich Swann, face Kenny Omega in a title versus title match. So we had the buildup happening. We had a press conference a few weeks back in which, you know, both men faced each other. Representatives from both companies faced each other at that press conference and talked about the importance of this match, but also how the match was going to be handled. Referees from both companies were going to be present. They were also making it very clear that the winner of the match would be obligated to defend their respective belts at both companies. And it would be fully expected of them to do that. And then we hit Rebellion and we have the match.
Before we get to Rebellion, I want to talk about one thing, one phrase you said during that history segment there, the belt collector. That is some Marky ass shit. The belt collector.
So let's get into this. Cause we did talk about this on the Babyface Heel podcast, as far as thoughts on, you know, Kenny's win and stuff like that. Let's lay it on the line. I have not been a big fan of this angle. I have been very protective of Impact Wrestling and how they've been viewed on this and kind of what they got out of this deal. Impact Wrestling put a lot of the work into this when it came to the marketing, the storyline development, the airtime, and, you know, really building this story up. AEW provided Kenny Omega and Don Callis for this, even though Don works for Impact. He spends more time now with AEW television. And that was part of the big complaint about this, that the buildup felt very uneven. Now, it did come out, and I think it started off almost part of the storyline gimmick, but it seems like more information has come up where it actually, pen to paper, is a formal partnership between AEW and Impact Wrestling, where one of the reasons why we, you know, saw more advertising or we didn't see any advertising on AEW television is because Tony Khan has come out and said that even though in his promos he talked about buying airtime, that seems like that was a real aspect of the partnership, that he did pay to have that airtime. Don't know the status or how much, but that is in the research. That is what is coming about to be, that there was some transaction.
Oh, wait. I gotta, I got to stop this conversation. What crack-ass research are you talking about?
Well, just in looking into what some other sources, other sites have claimed, and just what he has, you know, stated.
What are they basing it on other than what Tony Khan has said or Dave Meltzer has said?
That I'd have to look into.
Nothing. That's some storyline BS saying, that people are buying into. He's not paying for airtime. He's not paying for those commercials. Those commercials are part of the storyline. Why would he need to buy commercial time on Impact Wrestling to promote AEW? He doesn't. They didn't got a spike from this. They haven't got anything from that. That's crap. Yeah, he used that to drive the storyline in that interview. And what makes me so, I guess, happy, honestly, is that people are buying it as fact, and they're getting worked, and that's why people should be doing this to get worked. They did not pay for that advertising, and he was just using that as an excuse, because when people asked why AEW wasn't promoting the Impact stuff, but Impact was promoting the AEW stuff, Tony Khan didn't have a good answer, because there's not a good answer.
And there may be even more money or some type of, I'm not sure as far as how the talent relations go with this, because they have been heavily using the Good Brothers, who are contracted to AEW. They've been using them a lot. We don't even know. It doesn't even seem though like Kenny Omega's was paid for any of the Impact appearances. Maybe not. That's still things that are still kind of sorting out. But at the end of the day though, there was this unevenness when it came to the promotion, where AEW did not promote this at all. There was one promo package that was aired, the Dynamite before Rebellion, and that was it. But even then, there was, and this was complaints left and right too, about how even if they didn't do that on Dynamite, they still had plenty of opportunities to do that through their YouTube channels, because, you know, there was definitely thoughts that maybe, you know, TNT wasn't going to allow them to do that because, you know, Impact airs on another channel. Even the appearance of no having Rich Swann, but they had Kenta on, and they were able to cross promote with New Japan. So there's a lot of holes to poke in these theories. So it's not that.
That's like saying that Raw, that WWE had to introduce a 24/7 championship because USA Network put it on a piece of paper. These are just these theories. If Tony Khan's giving them money because they need it, and it's a whole Vince McMahon ECW thing, that's one thing. But like all these things, like Kenny Omega's not getting paid because this is Kenny Omega's idea, because he's a big old mark for himself, and this is the way he can continue to fuel that markdom. I'm literally saddened by some of the things you're saying, because I'm like, I'm in my head, I'm like, my God, I hope she doesn't believe these things, because none of them are true.
All of this information, I think that
but I want to make sure people understand none of this is true. Like, I just have to make sure because sometimes wrestling news and wrestling journalism, if you want to call it that, crosses the line of irresponsibility, and I feel a certain responsibility to make sure people understand none of what they're seeing or hearing is true. Dave Meltzer has been on board with this AEW thing since the start. Right. And remember, he's influenced every wrestling promoter for the past 20 years. Just ask him, he'll tell you.
Well, and I'm also just trying to play devil's advocate as far as why things maybe were not promoted or cross promoted.
It's because Tony didn't want to. That's why.
Yeah. And I think that's
because Impact's beneath them.
But you keep interrupting me because I'm putting out things that people know. This is not, I'm not making up anything that, as far as like,
that's true,
hasn't been talked about. So I'm trying to put all this information out there to put some context to why we're here. But you keep on jumping in.
I do. This is how passionate I am. This is how passionate I am about this crap.
And I get it, but this is also my show. So like, let's work through this a little bit.
I'm sorry.
Give a second. Because even in the history lesson, you didn't even let me jump into the match because you were so worked up.
So
let's simmer down for a second. Let's breathe. We're putting everything out there. Nothing that hasn't already been said or stated out there. I'm just putting this information out there to put more context to the big fucking picture.
Okay.
Yeah? Yeah? Okay. Because again,
I'm happy.
It is important to put some of that in, because if you let me fucking get to it, then we can get to what's next. But we can't do that if we don't set the stage where we're fucking at.
Okay, set the stage for where we're fucking at.
Yes. Okay, so let's get to the actual match. So the match occurred, and really the match itself was solid. Was it anything that I felt like blew up in the world of wrestling? No. I think that the storyline that they were really telling was that, you know, the one winged angel is the move that nobody kicks out of. But even then, and I had my friend Najir Chambers from Big Gold Belt Media, we do the Impact Weekly Review every week. And even then, there was some storyline inconsistencies because Kenny Omega was having a match, a six-way match that, you know, included Danny Limelight. And even Danny was able to kind of outmaneuver of the one winged angel. So even within that storyline, it felt like everything was in a bubble. It was just in that Impact bubble and it never crossed over. It felt like two completely different TV shows. And so even the week of, they weren't consciously paying attention to what was happening later that week. And they just did programming as is, like nothing was going to happen on Sunday, that supposedly the world of wrestling wasn't going to change. So the match itself was solid. Was it good? Was it anything that I thought was out of this world, especially after knowing in the expectations that are set from Kenny Omega and the types of matches that he has? No. But was it a very good match? I thought so. I thought from what I saw, it was a really solid match. Now, the ending occurred, you know, clean finish. Again, both referees were there. So that too was an element where you thought maybe some shenanigans may happen, maybe not. But it was a clean win. Kenny celebrated with the Good Brothers, celebrated with Don Callis. He became the Impact Unified Champion, taking both the Impact World Championship and the TNA Heavyweight Champion. So now we're here, and we have Kenny Omega, as he's reclaimed, you know, the belt collector, taking Impact's belts. And now on top of that is also the AEW World Champion and the AAA Mega Campeón. So he has four pretty well-known belts in the world of professional wrestling. Now, my big thing here is that, as you've mentioned before, this vanity project for Kenny Omega, he's taken another company's, not one, but two belts, world titles, to add. And really, if there was any belief that there was going to be any crossover partnership ever, I mean, now would be the time to try and do it. But if history has anything to show us, they're not going to do it. So they've taken all that. And Impact had to work really hard to get these belts to this level, because for Impact's credit, they've been able to work without the world title for a while. Because last year, when Tessa Blanchard had the belts and she was not with the company actively, wasn't defending the belt, all of that, they had to work and have shows without their world title, and did that for several months until Slammiversary, and they were able to crown a new champion. So they can work around not having it, but that lost the momentum that they had with it. It kind of diminished the title. They had to spend a good amount of time rebuilding the prestige of that belt back. And I saw an interesting tweet about, you know, all of the people who've carried the Impact / TNA World Heavyweight Championship, from Angle to Samoa Joe to Mick Foley. And that's a really prestigious line, but it was what those people did with those belts and how it helped build the company that made that legacy stand. I am not sure what Kenny Omega having this belt is going to do for Impact Wrestling. Now, to the credit, I am sure there was an audience that watched Rebellion that didn't before solely because of Kenny Omega. I don't know how big that audience was, but there was some eyes attracted to it. However, that doesn't seem like a big enough return on investment for literally just kind of handing your world titles away to someone. And the worst case, scariest scenario is that he holds that belt for a while. Best case scenario, it's short term, and it could be something that leads to maybe Double or Nothing, where maybe the favor is returned and we see an Impact, you know, person on Double or Nothing. And this is just throwing fantasy booking, throwing things around, best case scenario at this time. So those are just kind of my thoughts and throwing things down, Greg. So what do you think about where we're at now? I know you've already thought about, you know, this whole vanity project here, but what about right now with him having the belts and what it means for the immediate future of Impact?
There would be nothing wrong with Kenny Omega being the Impact Wrestling World Champion if he wasn't there as a member of the AEW roster. Like, him being the Impact Wrestling World Champion makes sense. That's appropriate for him. I want to talk about the match real quick. You talked about how it was solid. You talked about the expectations of Kenny Omega. He has not had a Kenny Omega match in AEW because Rich, like all of his other opponents, ain't Japanese. And that's who Kenny Omega has Kenny Omega matches with. Japanese opponents in Japan, typically. That's why his run has not been this amazing run. And remember, again, right now, who are your top title holders in AEW? Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks. Three of the five people that run the company. That's a problem. But where we're at now, it's just, to me, it's the biggest concern was that we're going to devalue Impact Wrestling and their world championship. And here we are. And if they had pulled off the upset and let Rich Swann win, I'd be here right now talking about how the whole thing was worth it.
Yeah.
About how this was worth it. Even if Swann ends up going to Double or Nothing and losing. And Double or Nothing might be Swann's rematch. It might be Swann and Moose against Kenny Omega. Whatever they do, it ain't going to matter. Because unless they do some kind of a two fall where one falls for one title and one falls for another. And Moose pins Rich Swann so he can win the TNA. Kenny ain't losing that belt directly. Not before he loses the AEW World Championship. But I don't think that's happening anytime soon either. Like, Tony Khan's not going to let him lose that title while he's still the AEW champion going into that. And Don Callis won't either. Don Callis is halfway out the door of Impact Wrestling when his contract is up later this year. He will be going to work for AEW. Poor Scott D'Amore having to put up with all this bullshit. Like, I just feel terrible for the guy. And what's really funny is that Tommy Dreamer on Impact Television talked about how this was a bad idea. And if that wasn't the most shoot comments that weren't supposed to be a shoot, I don't know what is. You talked about the whole history, how it devalued everything, made Rich Swann look like an idiot. He keeps getting pinned in all these scenarios, and then he loses. We all know he'd be on Dark if he were in AEW to begin with. What gets me is on the go-home edition of Impact Wrestling, and that's where the whole, by the way, thinking of the go-home edition of Impact Wrestling is how the topic that we ended up talking about on Chair Shot Radio came to mind for me. On the go-home edition of Impact Wrestling, Moose shows up. And Moose tells Rich Swann, you better not lose. And to me, that planted some seeds that maybe Moose would get involved and cause shenanigans.
Yeah, I mean, he's that caused been it to out not be since a winner. He lost the TNA Heavyweight Championship in that unification match. So that gave hope of, like, maybe, you know, Moose is going to get somehow involved.
And he might.
In some ways, you had to, you know, because of the fact that you knew the odds were going to be stacked up against Rich Swann. I honestly would have loved it if, you know, after everyone settled into to the ring, we did see Moose come in.
Right.
You know, I mean, Rich Swann had, you know, Willie Mack and Eddie Edwards on his side. You know, but I think it would have been a little cooler to have Moose come out as this, you know, you don't know who, which side he's playing, and tease that. They did that on the go home, you know, episode, which I still thought was a great way of bringing him back after
it was a while. But they didn't do anything with it. And maybe that'll be a program moving forward. We need more Rich Swann versus Moose, apparently. And that's where, and maybe Moose challenges Kenny Omega at Double or Nothing, because we don't really have anything set up yet for Kenny Omega at Double or Nothing. It's just, you talked about the job they did reestablishing the TNA World Heavyweight Championship when Tessa Blanchard was out, which, by the way, on this very show, we told you she would not lose that title. I told you she would not lose that title, and here we are. And it's, Moose did all that work to establish that belt. But once this idea came to fruition, it had to go to Rich Swann so they could go to Kenny Omega. And I knew, and it's funny because even on DWI podcast, they were all talking about how there's no way Kenny's going to win, right? There's no way, they're not going to do that. It's wrestling. You don't do that. And I'm just like, you guys are crazy. Like, of course they're going to do this. This is no other way this can go other than Kenny Omega is going to win the belts. The fact that Rich Swann kept carrying around both titles told me Kenny Omega was going to win.
Exactly.
Because this is all about Kenny. It's not even the number of championships, because technically he only holds three championships, but he holds four belts. He's the belt collector. Mm-hmm. He could go to Kohl's and buy 14 belts. I don't really care because it's stupid. the whole, but the fact that Rich Swann, and they changed it from white to black because Kenny wants all the belts to be black. Like, this is all Kenny's doing, and this is all the reason why the new is. And that's what bothers me, is that you talked about, is it worth it? Impact is sacrificing so much for minimal returns. They get spikes here and there, but they don't maintain them at all. Because everyone sees right through it.
Yeah, it was very obvious. Even the second return of Kenny Omega, there was a big dramatic drop of viewership. So that one time they had was the peak that they had, not only for the whole year, but they had had in quite some time. And every time since then, it's been, if anything, it's consistent, but it's not been because really of Kenny Omega. It's been the typical fan base continuing to tune in. If there was a peak, it was, you know, a peak in pay-per-view buys for this. Now, again, I don't know how many. It could have been five. It could have been 500. It could have been, I don't know. You know, so it goes back to, what does the return on investment look like for Impact Wrestling? What do they consider a success in this? And to be honest, I am not sure, but I do feel like as for whatever they get, maybe in press and whatever they got in pay-per-view buys for this, to me, isn't equivalent to what the position that they've put their belt in now, the position they put their former world champion in, and even the position that they've put their company in over the past, you know, 4 months about being this little kid brother to Impact or to AEW, because even in the promos, even in everything, especially the fact that it was a promo, it was set up, that means Impact intentionally set themselves up to make them look lesser than. That they allowed AEW to have these promos on there where they intentionally came in and said, wow, Impact, you suck. Or wow, Impact, you're not even a real show. And I mentioned it here. It's like me allowing someone to come to my house and telling me I'm ugly and letting them sit on my couch, you know, like, well, who the hell are you to come into my house and disrespect me? That's exactly what happened. And I always thought at least that there would be a moment where they could get their comeuppance, that there was a sign or a moment of Impact having a little fight. And that never happened. It did not happen once. And so that's really the more disappointing things, is as resilient as Impact Wrestling is as a company and as a promotion, they've done this to themselves a bit. And that's really disheartening after the year that they had of rebuilding after, you know, the Tessa leaving and not having the world championship, but also rebuilding as a company and bringing in new wrestlers, reestablishing a lot of that, you know, coming back from COVID and not doing shows. Like I think they've done a fantastic job of really being a solid weekly episodic, you know, television product, of being a strong wrestling promotion. But almost in the hindsight and the history of when they were TNA, having these partnerships and having these moves that happen, and you wonder what the hell is going on.
It's just, I mean, you're right. Like, they're literally sacrificing so much. I cannot wait for Vince McMahon to buy the Impact Wrestling library, the Impact Wrestling brand, when it's going under, when it's in bankruptcy, when whatever happens, because the content they can put out, because by that point, Scott D'Amore will probably be working for Triple H, and a lot of these people will be in the fold. Plus, you've got AJ Styles, Kurt Angle, Samoa Joe can come in. Like, you've got all these people that can do interviews about what went on there, and the things that are going to come out are going to be insane. And this year, going back to Tessa Blanchard winning the title, because that's going to be a story in itself, to how she never lost it because she went to Mexico, her contract was expiring, she demanded a bunch of money, all that's going to come out to be true. And then what they did to the TNA title, and then what happened with Rich Swann and Moose, and all the actual feelings that people had about this are going to come out, and it's going to be amazing. Because you're going to hear it right from the people. You're not going to hear it from wrestling news sites. You're not going to hear it from Dave Meltzer. You're not going to hear fan interpretation. You're going to hear it right from the mouths of Don Callis, Scott D'Amore, Kenny Omega, Rich Swann, Moose. All those people are going to talk about it, and it's going to be phenomenal, because just we're going to realize just how jacked up it all really has been, because it has been. And the return on investment is just – it's not there. Like, they've sacrificed so much to do this. But you look at right now, the top two championships in the company, the world championships held by Kenny Omega, the tag team championships are held by David Finlay and Juice Robinson, who are part of the New Japan roster. Like, this is, you're telling us your company's not good enough. If I'm Josh Alexander, I'm all over social media talking about how I'm the real uncrowned Impact Wrestling World Champion.
Yeah, I mean, he's really the one. And I feel like that was one of the better decisions and better matches of the entire night. Josh Alexander has really excelled in the X division. And I think it was a great move to put him as champion. I think he could be, we've seen him being a fantastic singles competitor since Ethan Page left. And it's almost like the North has become a little bit of just a footnote in history now, because, you know, Josh Alexander has really been able to showcase, even though he may not be the most, not necessarily the hottest on the mic.
Right.
He goes in the ring and can do it with the best. And he is really, talk about the lethal weapon. He is, I think, Impact's secret weapon when you look at who is super talented and can carry a match and can go, he does, even at this track, could have world heavyweight championship, contendership written on him. At some point.
Yeah, he'll make a great guy to lose to Kenny Omega. He will.
Oh, yes. But you're right. It's for everything that they do to build up the roster, they make these decisions that make you just wonder, what are you doing? It does seem very, very political as far as how these decisions are driven and made, as they say, beyond my pay grade. Which again is that bigger context that, is important to understand as to why these decisions are made and how they got made and why they were made and how this information is getting shared. Because at the end of the day, it's the winners of wars that tell these stories. So it's the people on top who are able to share. So as you mentioned, the narrative that Tony Khan is able to share out and put and have, shared on sites, that is because of, the weight and power that he helps bring to this, along with Kenny Omega, along with Don Callis, and along with, whoever else might be part of these decisions. And whoever they convince enough to sell this, bag of goods to say, this is going to be good for Impact Wrestling. And again, the return on investment just doesn't feel that way. It has not felt that way.
No.
And I doubt it will be, there's the silver lining in me, the optimist in me that feels like maybe something good will come out of it. Maybe we'll get a match at Double or Nothing. Maybe that quid pro quo as far as, a match at Rebellion for a match at Double or Nothing. But is it, again, that's just my optimistic self. Is the reality going to be that way? It's very, very likely not. And that's sad for people who are invested in Impact Wrestling. It's sad for fans, and even just for some of those newer fans maybe who just noticed Impact because of this, you're still not putting a good light because they only know this as the promotion that AEW, looks at.
Promotion that loses.
Right? Yeah. So, again, it just isn't in me. But, we will see what happens. Greg, let's go ahead and pay some bills.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is your boy, Kenny Killer, telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
So, Greg, I haven't done this in a while, but I feel like because this topic is so heated, so interesting, I am going, and this is also my show, I'm about to enact the hashtag Miranda Writes.
I got to find the sound. It's been so long that...
Well, I think you just used it.
I did just use it,
You just use it, so it's not that bad.
Using it again. See, there you go.
So, Greg DeMarco, you have the right, not really, to remain silent.
I wish I had the right to remain silent because of what's coming.
Because you know exactly what I'm going to be doing.
I do.
Yes, we've really just spent this whole episode talking about how much of a terrible idea it is for Impact Wrestling to have their titles, belts on Kenny Omega. This whole partnership is just not been very fruitful. But, you know, I always like to look at the silver lining, the other side of the coin. And I'm going to need your help with that. So in honor of this theory, you know, that Kenny Omega is going to be the Thanos of professional wrestling, you have five stones. He's probably going to go for five belts. I'm going to ask for you to give me five reasons why it's a good idea for Kenny Omega to have the Impact World Championship and TNA Heavyweight Championship.
Man, five. So I came up with one while you were talking, and it's the best one, so I've got to save it. So five reasons why this is a good idea. Mm-hmm. Just the whole storyline or just Kenny Omega winning the world championship?
Oh, that's a good question. No, I'm going to say just the championship.
Okay.
We're going to, yeah. Fine.
Okay. Reason number one is very simple. Rich Swann is a damn mid-carder. And doesn't belong anywhere near the world title scene. So someone had to put that reign out of its misery. And that someone just happened to be Kenny Omega. So reason number one, the first reason, or maybe reason number five, we're counting down, is just because Rich Swann never should have been world champion to begin with. And this is why maybe they were like, we're going to go Kofi with this. Kofi was a much better champion than Rich Swann would ever be. I don't know. But Kofi shouldn't have been champion. Like I said, Kofi was a mid-carder at best in WWE. He'd be on Dark in AEW. He really shouldn't even be the world champion in Impact Wrestling. He was. So thank goodness that's come to an end.
Let's be clear. I'm not going to have you have all this fan
mail. Rich Swann. Rich Swann should not be that. That's right. I said Kofi. Kofi on the mic.
He's a national treasure.
He sure is.
I could have let the internet burn you, but I just want to make everyone know.
Let them. I don't care. They can burn me all they want, right?
Yeah.
Get in line.
Talking about Rich Swann.
Talking about Rich Homie Swann. Yes, should not have ever been the Impact Wrestling World Champion. Number four. Sometimes in life, you know this. You know this very well. It's just easier to feed the person's ego. It's just easier to go with it. Your life is so much easier. Your life is so much better. And usually, almost always, when you feed the person's ego, there are some benefits to be reaped on your end anyway. So it was just better to feed Kenny Omega's ego, let him do what he wants to do, so he wouldn't have to be so gosh darn unbearable.
Everyone in a working environment knows that, whether you're talking about a coworker or a boss. Sometimes you pick your battles, and apparently picking your battle means letting him win the Impact and TNA World Championship.
Yes. Coworker, boss, best friend, promoter, you know, all those things. Yes. That was number four? I still got to come up with three more of this garbage? Okay. Number three.
You love it. You love looking at the bright side of life, Greg.
I do. I do love looking at the bright side of life.
You're an optimist.
The white-strapped TNA World Heavyweight Championship just did not look very good. And in order to make this work and to make it match up with the other belts, they had to shine it up real nice and put it on the black leather strap. And let's be honest, the current iteration of the old-school TNA World Heavyweight Championship is a damn good-looking belt.
It's a good-looking belt, but the white one's better. So I'm going to be on the fence about that one. This is 2.5.
Okay, this is my time. You forced me to do this. So, no, you're allowed to have opinions too. That is to me number three. We got to have this beautiful-looking version of the TNA World Heavyweight
Continuity.
Championship. The actual physical belt itself. Yes, belt continuity. The second reason why this is a good idea, reason number two, as we count down from five, Impact Wrestling is on Access Television.
Sure.
AEW is on TNT. This was on pay-per-view. You could see it on Fight, whatever. Here's the reason number two why this is such a great idea. I don't have to watch any of it if I don't want to.
That doesn't count.
I could watch whatever I want to watch. I can do whatever the heck I want to do. I can go see a movie.
You don't have to watch it on cable either. You don't have to watch anything if you don't want to.
That's true. That's true.
The fact that this was on pay-per-view does not make it exclusive to... It's not like you only have two channels on your television, and that's Access TV and TNT.
Look, man, number one is so good, I had to set the table by giving my worst answer for number two.
Okay. I want to hear number one.
Dating back to 2002, TNA, Total Nonstop Action Wrestling, Impact Wrestling, the Jarretts, the Carters, Panda Energy, the Harris Brothers, Anthem Entertainment, all the way up through to today. Impact Wrestling has been the cockroach that will never die. Impact Wrestling has been the company you can't kill. Impact Wrestling has been a thorn in the side of wrestling companies, wrestling fans for so much forever. Kenny Omega winning the Impact Wrestling World Championship, proving that that company is beneath him, beneath AEW, beneath everybody else, is just one step in the direction of finally killing TNA. And someday we will all have Kenny Omega to thank for the second half of the title of the WWE documentary, The Rise and Inevitable Fall of TNA Impact Wrestling. We will all have Kenny Omega to thank for it. And I will sit there. While I don't have to watch Impact Wrestling, AEW, or the Rebellion pay-per-view, I absolutely have no choice but to fire up Peacock or whoever is paying WWE billions of dollars for exclusive rights to the WWE network in the United States of America at the time. I will have to sit down and watch the rise and inevitable fall of TNA Impact Wrestling on that iteration of WWE Network. And I will sit there with a giant bag of popcorn and 14 bottles of Diet Pepsi and will have the time of my life, all thanks to Kenny Omega and his desire to be the quote-unquote belt collector. Thank you, Kenny. Thank you, Kenny. Thank you, Kenny.
You know, you had me for a second. I was not going to allow the first one, but then as soon as you mentioned that rise and fall of Impact TNA Wrestling, I have to admit, that hooked me. That would be something I would absolutely
watch. Because you know it's going to be great. It's going to be amazing.
So I'm here. That's not the level of optimism I was shooting for. I was having you shoot for, because I'd like to see the company continue.
I can't even fake optimism.
No,
for this topic.
Of course you can't fake optimism. I understand that, but the rule is you had to, you know, I want you to dig deep. I want you to search. I want you to really.
I dug pretty deep on some of those. Come on, that number one was good. Number one was good
once you mentioned the documentary.
Well, I had to get there, right? I had to build to it. And here's the thing, right? I'm doing this on the fly.
So now you have to build to stuff.
I'm doing this on the fly, right? On my notes, it says right there, Kill Impact Wrestling. That's what I was writing as you were doing the hashtag Miranda Writes. Then you threw out the number five, and I had to come up with five on the fly. And I'll be honest with you, talking about how beautiful that belt is as my number three came out of literally nowhere.
Like 2.5. Yeah.
No, it's a three.
We know that the white belt looked better. That's just a lie. You just lied to my face. You're a friend of me and you lie to my face on my own show. You come to my house. You interrupt my show.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't realize opinions weren't allowed on your show, Miranda Morales. My apologies. I'm sorry. I didn't realize I got yelled at earlier for having opinions, and now I'm getting yelled at now for having. I've realized the true Miranda right is the fact that Greg DeMarco has no rights at all. That's going to be the name of this show. Greg DeMarco has no rights at all.
No rights. Yes.
No rights.
And that's the lesson we all learned today, everyone. Welcome to this. Thank you.
We picked the worst episode to not do video. We really did.
To a very special edition of the Hashtag Miranda Show, where Greg learned that he has no rights at all. And the true value
Dave,
of friendship.
It's me, Dave.
Right, I have no rights. Apparently, some 2.5 years ago, I just surrendered all rights. And yes. Here, and it came to a head on the recording date of April 27th, 2021.
I didn't yell at you for not having rights. You had all of the rights to say everything you wanted.
I know.
I just yelled at you for interrupting me on my own show. I'm so used to getting interrupted everywhere else. This is my space. I have one space in the whole world. One space. One space.
You're welcome.
Luckily, there was no air horn. So you know what? I'm going to take it as a win.
No, I can't buzz you on your own show. That's a rule.
Yeah.
That's really a rule I'll actually follow.
That's a rule. Yes.
I did it once and I got the look of death, but
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, yeah. The true value of friendship on this week's very special Hashtag Miranda Show. I all hope you have a friend that you can have conversations like this about and have deep conversations
you don't.
About.
You don't. We don't. Not like this. You might have a friend.
Not like this. But, you know, it was.
And I wish this upon you and also don't wish this upon you all at the same time.
Hey, I think we did a very good job of, again, the link. Oh,
absolutely.
That was really my goal because I think it's so easy for people to jump and be like, you just hate AEW. Just no. I think you had to lay out everything.
Yeah.
Especially to the point of to the story to be like, this isn't just about giving AEW a hard time. It's everything that's led up to this. It is all the things that we explained, all the things that we talked about, all the stories that are out there. That is why. So that was really my goal, is to give a more comprehensive look at it. So everyone understands our reasons. And again, I'm fully adamant. I'm very protective. I really enjoy Impact. I like Impact. So there is a big part of me that is not like this dynamic because I felt like they've gotten the short end of the stick. I felt like they've been taken advantage of. I felt like the politics has gotten in the way. I felt like, you know, lots of random information that has been shared that has influenced people's opinions. And that's an insurmountable amount for Impact to overcome. As Greg mentioned, they haven't been killed. They've gone through so much. They've gone through failed mergers and failed champions and so much failure. And they're still here. But you can't always look at a situation and say they're always going to be here. This could have some really detrimental long-term impact.
Yes.
On Impact. And that scares me as a fan, you know, because we're at a good place where we have so many wrestling options. And for the little engine that could, I don't want the gas to run out. So
besides WWE, no one will always going to be here.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of how long. Impact might end up being the second longest tenure. Mm-hmm. I don't know, though, because Ring of Honor is older than Impact, so only by a couple months, but still.
But I think, too, it's that ability. I think people just in general take for granted, you know, a company's time.
I will say this. Yeah. I will say this on Impact Wrestling's behalf. If they went away, people would miss it more than they realize.
Yeah.
100%. Like, people know how much they would miss. People know how much they would miss AEW. People know how much they would miss Ring of Honor. I don't think people realize how much they would miss Impact Wrestling. And unfortunately, someday they'll find out. It might be a while, but that's just the way this wrestling goes. Someday they'll find out.
We've gone over time, but when you think about the prestige of everyone who's held that world championship, those same people who held world championships at Impact and had big storylines are now your champions at WWE. So it's not only just the content, it's who they're able to produce, who they're able to bring up, who they're able to make stars so that WWE finds the next big things. So,
oh, yeah, it's necessary. And yeah. I don't think WWE wants to kill Impact Wrestling.
No,
they'll be there to pick the bones off the carcass.
Oh, man.
Just like they were with ECW and WCW. Mm-hmm. They'll take full advantage of it. They might even help keep them afloat someday if it ever comes to that. And maybe that's why Tony Khan's doing this. Maybe his plan is to be the one who gets to pick the bones of Impact Wrestling and not Vince McMahon. And maybe as they try to build up a library of content, which he talked about, which is why they're doing Elevation, why they do Dark, is because they don't have enough content for a network. He actually said that. I guarantee you, in his back of his mind, he eventually wants to have his own little network, just like everybody else does. He's trying to kill it from the inside. He's trying to kill Impact Wrestling from the inside so he can buy it. This is where we're going. This is why he didn't promote. This is why he didn't promote them on his shows, because he wants it to fail. He wants it to fail. And so he could still be like, I tried. Oh, we put the belt on the greatest wrestler in the world, Kenny Omega, and you guys still failed. His plan is to bankrupt Impact Wrestling so he can buy it for pennies on the dollar and continue to build his content library so he can start his own Tony Khan Wrestling Network. Guarantee you. Bet on it. Bet a paycheck on it. Not my paycheck. Mm-hmm. I'm not crazy. But bet a paycheck on it. Not Miranda's paycheck. She's not crazy. Bet Patrick O'Dowd's paycheck on it. Patrick. Because it is a lock, stock, guaranteed fact. Tony Khan is trying to sabotage Impact Wrestling so he can buy it in the end.
We've really gone off the rails. But, you know, it wouldn't be an episode of the Hashtag Miranda Show if it wasn't for that.
Hey, you wanted me to dig deep, and I just dug. Deep.
He dug layers that they don't want you to know about.
Nope.
They don't want you to know about.
But we will tell you.
But we will tell you. We got, again, that's why I had to show the landscape. You gave me such a hard time for it. I'm trying to do my best to give the whole thing. If I didn't do that, you wouldn't have come to the conclusion. That's why this works, Greg. Sometimes you just got to let me tell the story and then you get to it.
But see, you're also wanting me to sacrifice the entertainment value of you yelling at me. And you know people like that. So
yeah,
you like roll your eyes. It's all about entertainment. Because here's the thing. The one thing better than the topic we talked about is the entertainment value of the show. And that's why this show had it all.
Had it all, really. Again, on a very special edition of the Hashtag Miranda Show, we just learned so much. The true value of friendship. The AEW conspiracy that they're going to pick the bones of Impact Wrestling.
That's going to be the name of the show. Great. Kenny Omega and the True Value of Friendship. That's going to be...
If we had a belt for him...
We'd give him a friendship belt.
Friendship belt.
He would take it at this point. He'll take any belt you give him at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
I could probably get him for ICW for free if I just agree to put him over Thugnificent. He'll probably could work it for free because it's a damn good looking belt and it's one more that he could parade around. And guess what? I will never do it.
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Independent wrestling promoter Greg DeMarco will never, ever book Kenny Omega.
Not for that reason. And honestly, why would I at this point?
No, not for any reason, or unless you're a little Vince Kennedy McMahon, and you know you always find a way. You know the door's always open when there's a good financial solution to it.
I'd be like, "Are you willing to come in and put over so and so?" And he'd be like, "No," and I'd be like, "Great, not gonna happen."
This is what happens when like 2 weeks worth of episodes are just combined into this hour and a half. There's so much that we have to catch up on, so much yelling and arguing, but you know, conspiracy theories, which is, I am also a fan of, don't get me wrong.
I know I got you with that. That made it all worth it.
Exactly. Blew my mind.
It made it all worth it. Blew my own mind too.
I set it up. I teed the ball, you hit it out of the park, Greg. That's what friendship's all about.
I gave you
the tools.
You made me look good. You made me look good. I've done that for you. You've done that for me. Here we are. And here's the thing. And that's the great thing about these things that aren't planned. I didn't know what I was talking about till it came out of my mouth.
Yep. And I believe that. I
know you do because it's the damn truth. But it was brilliant. And when it happens someday, when Tony Khan owns...
Oh, man.
TNA, Impact Wrestling, and their library, we will dial up this episode. Just like I keep reminding everybody, I told you Tessa Blanchard would never lose that title, and Tessa Blanchard never lost that title. And I'm telling you right now, For some reason, I can prognosticate Impact Wrestling. It's like I'm telling you right now, Josh Alexander will never realize his potential because when his contract's up, he's going to go reform the North in AEW with Ethan Page. And that's just what they're all just waiting for. And it's a damn shame because Josh Alexander is fantastic and might even be dragged down a little bit by Ethan Page. As a singles competitor, as a tag team competitor, he's great. But I think of the two, he might actually have more value as a singles wrestler if you get him the right mouthpiece. And yeah. And which you kind of need. And unfortunately, the best mouthpiece for him is sitting at home with his kid. So because Jay Chung is one of the most forgotten characters in wrestling who could do amazing things. But you're welcome, Patrick O'Dowd. But yeah, that's just there's so many things that are a damn shame. But I'm telling you right now, Tony Khan will own this. He will.
And the monopoly just continues. Eventually, all the companies are going to be bought up until we just have the two. And then we go to war.
And then we go to war. And then Vince wins.
That's the real war. That's the real war. Not this made-up war.
Nah, this made-up war is stupid.
Then we go to real war, yeah.
You know AEW eventually wants to be big enough to where they can have the war. Yes, you know they yes. do.
So, okay. So an interesting thing, we talked about this on the Babyface Heel podcast this week. Patrick and I did talk about, TNT, being able to get the rights they have, almost secured, if not secured, the rights to NHL, for a 7-year contract, which could possibly have, depending on the scheduling and timing of this, AEW may need to look at airing on a different night. And we talked about, the remnants of this imaginary Wednesday night war. But ultimately, if they were to jump, they would do Tuesdays and they would seek. Well, I'm saying, I think
they might go to Thursdays just to further hurt Impact Wrestling so Tony Khan can buy it.
That's the other thing, too. But also, I feel like they thrive on that. They thrive on this thought of the imaginary war. So they would set it up. They would go ahead and jump back in. Claim a Tuesday, say, for whatever reason they had to do it, and they would seek it out because that's part of the identity that they claim now. Like, I think in some ways they're going to feel a little bit lost because that's part of the identity that they've built.
You're right.
So I say that this is going to, war set up because that's something
they want a war.
Like they want. They want it. They want it. So if you, they have to orchestrate it at this point.
They do. No, you're exactly right. They definitely want there to be a war.
We're getting deep into the theory.
I'll give you some bonus content since we didn't do it on Chair Shot Radio. This shows us what wrestling really is. The TV. Because, yes, WWE has been given billion-dollar TV deals. But it wasn't always that way. Right? Raw has been on Mondays forever. But SmackDown's been on like every other day possible at this point. It's been on Tuesdays, been on Fridays, been on Thursdays, been on Tuesdays, been on Fridays like it is now. NXT was originally on Thursdays. People don't even remember that. Then got moved to Wednesdays. Then went live. Now it's Tuesdays. Got moved because of hockey, but not really because of hockey. Who the heck knows? They got moved to their own night. No one knows. And that caused Impact to move to Thursday, by the way, when NXT moved to Tuesday. And no one talks about that. And that was NXT's or Impact's original day anyway. And although originally they started on Wednesdays and then went to Sundays and they went to Thursdays. So it's all
literally every day of the week. They've been on.
But that's the thing that wrestling is to TV networks. That's what they're paying for. You look at they're paying $200 million a year for this hockey contract, right? It's a $1 billion deal. It's about what they're paying WWE in a lot of this, and we touted it like crazy. That's nothing compared to what the NBA gets. That's nothing compared to what the NFL gets. It's not even baseball's weird because there's a lot of regional TV contracts when it comes into baseball. Wrestling is not top tier content outside of WWE. It's not outside of Raw and SmackDown. Okay, Fox bought it and immediately put it on Fridays. Because on Fridays, it could excel because it was better than whatever they were doing. Monday Night Raw is an institution, and that's always going to be there. NXT got bounced around because moving it to, and here's the real reason why NXT got moved. And I'm not saying this for insider knowledge. I'm saying this because I'm smart enough to realize it. It was provided more value to USA Network to move NXT to Tuesday just to get a little bit higher ratings, and it would still be better than anything else they were putting on Tuesdays. Yeah. So for them, for the money they were paying, which, by the way, is still more than what AEW is getting from TNT, which people don't seem to want to talk about. the money they were getting, it just made sense for USA to move it. It has nothing to do with the war, it has nothing to do with anything, but it's like, let's just move it over there where there's nobody and get higher ratings, charge more for advertising, and still going to do better than anything else that we have. Wrestling is, you're basically paying a little bit less money than you pay for hockey, for whatever. But here's the, let's just assume for a second that the NHL contract is worth just as much as what Fox is paying for Raw or for SmackDown, or what USA is paying for Raw. The NHL is not 52 weeks a year. So if you look at a per week basis, they're paying less than what WWE is getting paid by these networks. WWE gives you 52 weeks a year. Okay. Maybe it doesn't always crush it in the ratings, but you will get consistent ratings. Yeah. Every single week, they will not sacrifice holidays. They will not sacrifice. They will be there no matter what. Pandemic, they're there. Okay, bombings happen. Guess what? They're there. A giant snowstorm in Connecticut that caused there to be no, you know, Raw after the Royal Rumble before WrestleMania 31. We did interviews from Titan Towers and reshowed the Royal Rumble. We're there. Like, they do everything they can to continue to crank out content. They are a guaranteed content machine, and you know what you're going to get with WWE, and you typically know what you're going to get with wrestling. You're going to get good enough. And that's what wrestling means to the TV landscape. You're not going to get this home run NFL numbers, but you're going to get good, consistent weeknight numbers that you can't get from anything else. And maybe you could. Maybe you could produce this drama that's going to drive crazy good ratings, but guess what? That drama is going to cost you more than what you got to pay for WWE. And you're only going to get it for 22 weeks a year if you're lucky. Mm-hmm. But from WWE, you're getting it for 52 weeks a year for the same price, if not less. So yeah. Wrestling is a deal, and that's why wrestling is where it is. And you know what? I'm okay with it. That's what this business was, a circus sideshow from the start. And most of it still is. And if someone told me that all you do is put on four circus shows a year with IZW, I'd say thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Because I'm proud of what we do. And I'm proud of what this business has become, and the fact that wrestling is still a guaranteed win for TV companies the way it is. That's a good thing in my opinion. It's second level content, but it is... No one thought this business would be what it is. And it's, you know, Triple H even called it again today. It's still the best form of entertainment out there. And you won't find an argument for me. And that's kind of your bonus content, because I didn't get to weigh in on the TV deal and we didn't get to talk about it on Chair Shot Radio. But that's what this all means to me. If AEW has to get bounced around, that to me is a compliment. Wrestling fans will hate it. People in the company will hate it. But that's them saying, you're important enough for me to find another night to put you on.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you're still going to deliver some good ratings on that night.
Yeah, exactly. It's that as much as it may be annoying for fans. And going back to Impact Wrestling, yeah, they've changed nights, they've changed networks, and they've still been able to find a landing place. A network or networks have still been able to
a little
to
different. At times they weren't making any money, and that kind of sucked.
Yeah, that's true. But it's still, if anything, just an example of how, you know, flexible that it is, and how when you look at the bottom line of a network and they're looking at, again, return on investment and investment of time, of money, of ratings, mm-hmm. wrestling is one where, you know, there's a risk reward, that mm-hmm. there's actually a fairly low risk of
it is.
Having
it really
professional
is.
Wrestling and getting a high level of reward.
It's a low risk, medium reward, whereas yeah. NFL is high risk financially, but high reward. And yes. it's yeah. you know, and hockey's probably higher risk because it's hockey. But hockey's also the key of that whole deal is the fact that they're going to put live games on HBO Max, and every streaming service wants as much live content as possible to get
exactly,
you to sign up for
yeah.
it.
I mean, so. we live in now a whole new world when it comes to television products and streaming services and contracts and all of that. So it
yeah, you and Patrick O'Dowd for some reason still have cable. I don't know why, but yeah, it just makes no sense to me.
Well, I have a mix of different products.
You do, but one of them's cable.
I have. Yes, I do. I do. So, you know, it's just the variety that it offers.
Yeah.
But I think it's a very valid point and very interesting when you look again at the grand scheme of, you know, why these changes are happening, how it's going to have an effect on these companies, and then just, you know, as wrestling viewers, you know, what that means. But I think we haven't necessarily beat this topic like a dead horse, but we've definitely gotten through a lot of heavy content about, you know, the state of Impact Wrestling, what it means for Kenny Omega to now be the Impact and TNA heavyweight champion, what it means for AEW, and, you know, what it means in the long run, what we may see in the future. If Greg's conspiracy theory / fortune telling is on the money,
of course it is.
We will look back at this episode and laugh about, you know, that moment almost, and that's almost what will be the sad part, is when you pinpoint a moment when it starts to go downhill. And, you know, that may be the moment, part of a series of moments. You know, this episode will air before Dynamite, before this week's Impact Wrestling. So again, a lot of this is just based off of what we got to this point. But again, history, if we know anything, and we've talked a lot about history, about WCW, about what we saw over the past few months with Impact and AEW, history is not on their side right
nope.
now. It's not going to foretell a positive future. And even though I made Greg list 5 positive-ish reasons, I will still be the optimist. I will enjoy Impact Wrestling for as long as I have it, which is really you can do, as all we can do now. So thank you for staying tuned to this week's edition of the Hashtag Miranda Show. Again, the Hashtag Miranda Show is a proud part of the Chairshot Radio Network, which you can find on thechairshot.com.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
Some of the baddest motherfuckers on the planet are on that plane.
Don't forget to follow myself, Miranda Morales, at the hashtag Miranda on Instagram and Facebook. You can follow Greg at Chairshot Greg, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. And of course, the Chairshot at Chairshot Media on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Go to ProWrestlingTees.com / the Chairshot to get your IZW and Chairshot t-shirts. Don't forget too, you can listen to this on your favorite podcast streaming platforms, Spotify, iTunes, Podbay, iHeartRadio, Google Play. Subscribe, rate, and review. And make sure you come back and join us next time on the Hashtag Miranda Show. Don't forget to always keep it soft style.
Well, Alibaba had them 40 thieves. Sherazade had 1,000 tails. But Master, you in luck, cause up your sleeves, you got a brand of magic never fails. You got some power in your corner now. Some heavy ammunition in your camp. You got some punch, kazam! Job you and house, all you gotta do is rub that lamp. And I'll say,
Mr. Lanza, what will your pleasure be?
Let me take your order, jot it down. You ain't never had a friend like me. Life is your restaurant, and I'm your maitre d'. Come on, whisper what it is you want. You ain't never had a friend like me.
Yes, sir.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.